This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
High noon in the District of Columbia. Lots going on in the DMV and in the world. Let's start with perhaps what's most important. Apparently, a British airline is going to start selling standing airline tickets.
Where are they flying from? How long are they going to stand?
How long would you stand?
I'm not standing.
All right, but people that...
Have you seen, when you're sitting in the seat, you feel the force on the seat? So you're going to stand up and be strapped up somewhere?
It doesn't seem... So I'm looking at the video right now. It's not quite standing, but it sure as hell isn't sitting either. Jeff, you're trying to go to Madrid. Those airline tickets are expensive as hell. Would you consider standing for that flight?
So I saw the seats. No. Nah. That's going to be uncomfortable. I worked at Six Flags for like...
It does look like a standing roller coaster seat.
Yes, and when the apocalypse opened, that's the type of seat they had. You know how many... I'm not even going to say it. How many times I had to like just wiggle in there and like, yo, this is uncomfortable. And I'm like, yo, even though it's only a 60-second ride, I don't think that's going to be comfortable for a lot of people. And then...
Yeah, but granted that, you're going upside down and getting twisted around and all sorts
of crazy. But you're only standing up for
60 seconds.
But you're talking about hours, dog.
Yeah, and then like...
You're going to do it? You can't stay still for a damn second.
I'm a big person. I'm a big person, and there's people bigger than me. How is that going to work?
I don't think it's working.
I think... Yo, have you flown some of these real budget airlines? And I won't name names just to try to be, you know, corporately polite. Mm-hmm. But, like, some of these flights where you can get on and then they charge you to breathe and they charge you for water. Like, you are so crammed in. These seats are so tiny that I might prefer standing.
I'm still sitting. I don't care about all right. That. I'm still sitting.
You're also a man of significant means. I think there are people that if there were flights that are like D.C. to Boston, D.C. to New York, D.C. to maybe Atlanta, 30, D.C. to minutes. Charlotte, yeah, an hour or less.
I still wonder. When we take it off, when we're sitting, you feel a little pull. I'm wondering how it is for people standing in that situation.
When we fly with AD, you feel it. When you're on a big ass plane, I feel it still too.
Stand up then. We'll just stand up an aisle next time.
I mean, I've been standing in the aisle during like turbulence. I'm not suggesting it's ideal, but I think it's a dire equation.
How much less they gonna charge you? And how long is it before they start telling you, we gotta charge you more?
All right, Jeff, since you're our test subject here, say you have to go to Boston, and a flight to Boston is 45 minutes, an hour, call it. Say it's an hour. And the flight is $350, or you can get this crazy standing flight for $100. Is that money difference enough to intrigue you?
Well, yes, one, I would take the standing seat. But see, I'm a DJ. I stand up 4 or 5 hours at a time anyway, so that's not going to bother me. It's other people I'm worried about.
I'm just saying, man, standing up on the flight the whole time, takeoff, landing. You ever see something to land?
But did you look at the thing? It's like it's kind of a seat. Like you're strapped. You got a seatbelt. Like if your concern is safety, I think they're trying to handle the safety aspect.
Okay, well, I'm not getting on it. I'm letting you know that right now. And it's not about the means. It's just I'm not standing up.
I would be shocked if I ever saw you on a standing room only airplane. I would be shocked. I don't think I'm doing it either. But I can at least kind of understand it. I also thought this was really interesting. I got this email. What do you think of all the sports rules? What do you think is the most confusing to fans? What do they Google the most to understand a sports rule?
Illegal man downfield.
No.
In football? Or any sports?
All sports. I can give you the football one if you want.
Offsides in hockey. I'm giving you stuff that I think is difficult.
Icing in hockey.
Icing, okay.
Icing in hockey lands at the top with almost 21,000 average monthly searches. The rule comes into play when a player shoots the puck from their own zone and crosses the opposing team's goal line. The sudden stoppage leaves thousands of casual fans completely mystified. So icing in hockey is confusing. Honestly, offsides in hockey until you figure out what it means is pretty damn confusing too.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think it is for baseball?
Balk.
Yeah.
17,000 people a month try to figure out what a balk is. And I think the hardest part is like even true seam heads, like my man Landfill, you can't always, like sometimes you think it's a balk and then it's not, or you don't think it is and it is. Like, Where does the balk technically occur? When the pitcher starts his rotation, right? Because he doesn't have to be, especially if it's a lefty.
You can't make a move towards the plate.
Right, but like if it's a lefty pitcher and there's a runner on first, like that's a really hard rule.
Yeah, I was going to say that's, well.
Like a righty, it's a lot easier.
Pitchers learn different moves for that. Yeah.
I'm just saying, but
they changed it up lately.
That's the balk rule. Like that is, I understand why people are Googling the hell out of that. All right, so what do you think it is in football?
In football,
top search.
Illegal procedure.
Nope.
That illegal man downfield got me last year, but
is it a catch or is it not a catch?
No, it should be that. Offsides. 15,000 people a month are Googling offsides. And they write, many weekend viewers scratch their heads when play stops for this common violation. And what's trickier about offsides is if they get the snap off, then the play continues. So if you don't know what the hell is going on, you're like, wait, that guy just jumped off.
And then there's neutral zone infraction. And like I talked to a ref yesterday.
Yeah, you said you were texting somebody.
So I said, how do you all referee the neutral zone? Says the front of the ball to the back of the ball. I say, but in the touch push, the offensive lineman heads are even with the ball. And you're telling me that, well, the D lineman can't be like that. So the offensive lineman should not be like, be like that either. Well, they're not supposed to be. I'm like, well, you better look at some of these plays then. Then I was told, well, look at, yeah, be careful when you're looking at it on film because it'll make it look like that. I said, bro, I'm not talking about film. I know when they're offside. So they don't even know.
What do you think the most confusing rules in sports are? I think
I just told you.
I think particularly with the tush push, I think it's so hard for us to conceptualize this because Toby's sitting in here now. The six of us are so far removed from casual sports fans. Like even the sports I don't watch a lot of, I understand on a pretty fundamental level.
The one I had to figure out was when you're watching tennis. In every sport, if it's on the line, you're out. In tennis, if you're on the line, you're in.
I also think, specific to that with tennis, how they have the challenge system now, and they zoom in with what looks like the video game ball hitting the line. Like I think the incredible growth of challenges and TV replays and stuff, I think for casual fans, I think that drives them away. Like, I thought the Pacers last night were really good with their challenges, but I think...
I mean, I like it because it shows you, and what it tells
sometimes
me...
sometimes it takes forever.
But no. As soon as they see it, they call it. But in all the, in our sports, we can see it, and they still be wrong. You know what I mean? So if why couldn't football tell you if the foot is on the line or not?
I don't know why they continue to tell us it's so hard to do that stuff with football. And I know...
You know why it's so hard?
They're trying, though.
You got to have that little wiggle room.
Yeah. But I think this year they're trying for first and 10 to be all computer measured out. Rounding this out, apparently golf, if you combine golf searches, that is the most confusing sport for casual fans. Almost 12,000 people a month are Googling handicap as it's related to golf.
Yeah. I'll tell you a story about Shep.
No.
We were at a tournament. We walked up down in Virginia Beach. And the lady said, what's your handicap? He said, I always walk like I started laughing. What the hell you laughing at me? I said, bro, she's talking about your golf. And he said, hell, whatever the highest they can get me.
He said, I always walk like this. That's amazing.
My dog.
Shout out to Leslie Sheffer. So golf, handicap gets Googled almost 12,000 times a month. And then I can understand if, and again, this is me trying to wrap my head around very casual sports fans. I can understand sports fans not, or casual fans needing to Google what a birdie is. But I'm surprised. So 9,000 people a month are Googling birdie.
Mm-hmm.
7,500 people a month are Googling par.
Par is
a real word.
Par is the number. If it's a par four and you get four, that's a par. It's even whatever the number of the course, the name of the number is. Birdie is one less.
Right. I understand what it is, B. I appreciate
you. I'm trying to explain to them.
But par is also a word that you can use in like financing or like if you're talking, if our guy John Leahy's selling houses and it's like, yo, this house is worth $500,000. That's on par with the comps in the neighborhood. Like that's just a word. It means something specific in golf, but it means lots of things, lots of places. Mm-hmm. People should be able to figure like on some level, people should be able to figure out what the hell that means. It's a regular word. Nah, birdie is a very unique thing. Bogey, etc.
I gotta calm you down. You know, you little pompous sometimes.
People should know what par means. Most, that is not pompous.
No. Par in golf is a par four. Okay, on par means you're equal to something. It's totally different.
I get that, but you should just
but
be able to understand
golf, what
the word
But if you don't play golf, you're not going
to
know. People that don't play golf don't know what the hell a golf terminology is.
I guess. That
if you had never been on the golf course and had never played, none of your friends talked to you, you wouldn't know either.
Jeff, when did you know what par and birdie and all?
He don't know what par is.
Jeff definitely don't know what birdie means.
Y'all got jokes. All right, so I knew par. I used to play like Tiger Woods and stuff on the PlayStation. My dad randomly had those
games.
But you
played a game with it, I'm saying.
Yeah, but the term I had to Google a couple weeks ago was albatross.
You're never going to have one. Don't worry
yeah,
about it.
So look, the only reason I even knew that was a golf term is because I was playing like this game on my phone and I hit an albatross on the game. And I was like, what is it? I was like,
albatross.
Albatross.
That's Alcatraz.
That's Alcatraz.
Well, but, I was,
but I was like, yo, I didn't even know that was a word. It's still words I don't know.
Well, I know what it is.
I'm surprised lie isn't one. Because that term was kicking my butt for a minute when I first started playing.
Now, that is a good one.
You know what's really confusing in golf? Once you, like, really start to play and know what you're saying, if somebody says, I lay three, or somebody then asks you, like, how many are you lying? Like, that's a weird, tricky situation that sometimes gets a little disputed.
What's your lie?
Right.
Man, I'm not lying. I'm telling you the truth.
Right. Or what you lying, and then they're like, ah, I see it. I see it center right of the cup, and you're like, no, how many strokes, you jerk? Listen, left hand up. Golf vernacular is weird. Like, it's an extremely niche thing.
Well, let's think about golf. If you know the rules of golf, it seems like you cheat at certain moments, certain positions. You don't know the rules of golf, you try to cheat, and you always get caught. Just think about it.
Agreed. I don't know. That was fun. Are there any other words you can think of out there in sports that are really confusing, you think, for random fans?
The whole thing about golf for me is everything you want to get done, you got to do it opposite. Want the ball to go left, you got to swing right. Want to go right, you got to swing left.
So of the top 10 most searched sports terms, icing in hockey, balk in baseball, offsides in football, handicap in golf, which is, I find that kind of interesting because, like, if you're only watching golf, they don't talk about handicaps if you're watching the John Deere Open.
Everybody play equal.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Now, maybe that's more about like, oh, I'm going to play. Like, Shep could have Googled it before he went to that tournament in Virginia Beach. Number five is safety in football. Number six is birdie in golf. Seven, par. Eight is blitz. Am I allowed to complain about people not knowing what a blitz is?
Everybody don't watch football, dog.
Yeah, but, dude, blitz is similar. Like,
bruh,
I have a
blitz,
better leg to stand on
blitz,
with this term.
Blitz, you can go to, what's the place, and get you a drink. It's like, it's a little drink.
But blitz is a war, is an actual military term of like.
Attacking. Yeah, but.
I don't think that one should be that hard to figure out in conversation.
See, this is the thing. You are a historian. You listen to stuff. You play sports. A lot of people are not historians and don't play sports.
I guess.
Like we brought Whitney in here the first time for Whitney.
Yeah, Whitney would be great at this.
She would know everything about anything that was like current events, but she wouldn't know nothing about sports.
If we asked Wendy to define a balk, how do you think that would go?
You might get cursed out.
All right, so number nine is an eagle in golf, which I understand that's confusing. This one, the 10th most Googled sports term. Grand Slam.
Is pickle one of them?
Again, people don't play sports, man.
You trying to play hide the pickle, Jeff? What are you talking about?
A lot of people, pickleball.
No, like, you know, in baseball when people say, oh, he got in a pickle, but it was
a rundown?
Yeah.
I just would think that doesn't happen frequently enough. I'm just surprised people don't know what a Grand Slam is.
Are you sure they're talking about a baseball one?
You think they're talking about Denny's breakfast?
They could be talking about,
they could be talking about tennis or golf.
That's true. It's two different ones.
According to this,
a Grand Slam in golf?
Yeah, when you win all the majors.
What do you think the Grand Slam in tennis is then, Jeff?
Bro, I didn't know that was a term in golf.
What about tennis?
Yeah, I've heard of it in tennis. There's so many games called Grand Slam and all that, but I've never heard that term in golf.
So just tell me what it is in tennis then.
Isn't it when you win four of the major tournaments?
Bang.
Yeah.
So wouldn't you just think that's the same thing in golf?
No.
It is, though.
Didn't you just say a lie is not telling the truth and lying in golf is something else?
I suppose I did. Listen, there's a lot of confusion in this world. That's just how it goes. Some people know, some people understand this, some people understand that. Different strokes for different folks, but there's zero confusion. If you need to buy a car, you need to go check out the Orsman Automotive Group in Virginia. They've been serving area car buyers for over 100 years, and with that kind of track record, you know they're doing something right. I was talking to Bob Biaggi this morning. Go buy a Chevy, a Buick, or a GMC off them over at Orsman, Virginia, in Alexandria, Chevy, Buick, GMC. Whatever it is you're looking for, they got all the locations from Alexandria to Chantilly, all the brands you want, Toyota, Kia, Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, those big Ram trucks. Great selection, great deals, and really importantly right now, great financing options. They've got a tremendous selection of quality certified used vehicles to choose from, too, if that maybe fits your budget better. Best of all, every vehicle sold has that Orsman Lifetime Edge.
Yep, that Lifetime Edge may be considered a grand slam, Jeff, because they give you, you know what? They give you up to $1,500 in extras. That's one. They give you a complimentary car wash with every scheduled maintenance. That's two. And they give you a loaner car with every major maintenance. That's three. And they will buy a car. If you buy, go there and sell a car, they're going to pay you the most money. They pay you up to 125% of the Kelley Blue Book value, which would be four. They have the grand slam over there at Orsman Automotive. Take it from JP and I, two beyond satisfied Orsman customers, and let's ride.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Together.
Hearts found when you... Brown Eyed Girl. That's a good tune right there. B, I heard from someone that works in this building. I'll leave it at that.
All right.
Talking about standing up on an airplane for a reduced cost. It's probably maybe an hour. If you're telling me I have to stand on that flight and it costs me less than half than normal, bang.
I will
stand-a-rama, baby.
I will fall asleep going to Myrtle Beach just like I would going to Philadelphia on a flight.
Philadelphia on a flight.
I will go to sleep as soon as I'm on the plane.
I mean, that's crazy. That is just.
I sleep. I've been claiming they can't sleep. Well, that's people that can't sleep on flights, stand up. There you go.
I think it's different. I think it's like if it's the right cost benefit, like most things in life, it's a CBA.
Yeah, I thought y'all posted it. I'll see it now. Let me see what they got here.
It's cost benefit analysis, baby. And to me,
that's basically you're standing up anyway. You're sitting.
Yeah.
It's not a standing.
That setup is really not that bad.
Yeah, but it looked like, ooh, boy, don't be no big person getting in the middle of that seat.
That's going to be tricky. Yep. It's going to be tricky. I just saw that Landfill also tweeted out our pick for the senior U.S. Open, Stinky Axe. I'm rooting for him. All right, joining us now from Masson Sports is our guy, Bobby Blanco. Bobby, what's up, dude? How you been?
JP, B. Mitch, what's going on? Long time no talk. How are you guys doing?
Good.
So, my first question, last night they called the game off. With that weather, there was no way they were playing. They could have called that game off at noon. I knew they weren't going to play that game. When you're in the baseball world, and you work a lot, and there's games every day, every night, what do you do with a sudden night off? What'd you do last night?
What did I do last night? I relaxed. I hung out with my wife and my son.
Okay.
We tried to get him down to an early bedtime and catch up on some TV. That didn't go quite as according to plan, but we got a couple episodes in or something.
He was like, ah, Daddy, you're here. I'm playing with you.
Bobby was trying to get his burgundy shirt on. All right, let's
blue or red shirt, blue or red,
red shirt, a curly W. All right, let's get caught up to speed.
Bobby, JP's a fool. I'm telling you that.
The Nats are running hot. All of a sudden, that eight game losing streak was a killer. But I think they bounced back to win 5 of 6 and now 4 in a row. What is going better? The bullpen has now had a very small spurt of playing well. Is that possible to continue?
Yeah, I think it's definitely possible. I mean, I think this bullpen right now, I mean, I know it was kind of a show to start the season, and it was statistically the worst bullpen of the year. And at that point, they were literally losing games for the Nats. They would be in it to the end, and then the bullpen would implode, and they would lose a couple of games. I think an interesting storyline for the pen right now moving forward is some of the young guys that are stepping up in Jackson Rutledge, Cole Henry, Brad Lord, Zach Brixey to an extent. These are guys, especially those first three, that have been starters their entire career and then just recently turned into relievers. Brad Lord still getting maybe a chance to start here or there, but right now he's back in the pen. But for Rutledge and Henry, these are two, you know, former first-round and second-round picks that couldn't make it as starters. They dealt with some injuries along the way. They fell down the organizational depth chart in the rotation. And so this year they made the decision to make them full-time relievers. And I think that is paying dividends right now. And, you know, they've always had stuff. They've always had really good stuff. It was getting deep into games that really troubled them. I mean, they couldn't sustain that success. So you figure, all right, if you're really good for their first one or two innings, why don't we try to make you a reliever when you're only pitching one or two innings at a time? And right now it's working out really well for them. I think it's a good organizational story for them if they can turn these guys into homegrown bullpen arms. Because they're pretty young still. I mean, they're under contract for a while. I mean, I can't recall the last homegrown reliever that the Nationals had that, you know, became a mainstay in their bullpen for a long time. So if these guys become a part of that, I think that's something they can build around, and they're getting more high leverage innings moving forward. We saw them pitch well over the weekend against the Orioles. I know those last two games were kind of blowouts, but they're getting a little more trust from Davey Martinez. So I think you're seeing them not lose games for the Nationals right now, which is a good sign. They're winning them for them, and especially those close games like you saw Friday night with Kyle Finnegan closing it down, stuff like that. So the bullpen seems to have definitely turned a corner, and that's a really good sign because this offense is starting to come along strong.
Let's talk about some pretty major personnel changes. Dylan Cruz sustained the injury the other night going on the IL. I still have to remind myself to say IL and not DL. Just going on the 10-day, so it doesn't seem like it's a really big deal. But they're bringing up Robert Hassel, who's a really intriguing prospect. There's been a lot of excitement about him. First, tell us about Cruz, how concerned we are with the injury from the other night, and then let's talk a little Hassel.
So for Cruz, there is a little concern, I would say. It's an oblique. They labeled it as an oblique strain, and those things are so, you know, hit or miss in terms of the timetable. Like, it could be ideally only a couple of days or just this 10 days that he's on the IL, or it could be weeks, God forbid months. So you never really know with these kind of oblique strains, especially with a hitter. He had felt it a couple of weeks ago, he said, and then it really kind of creeped up on him the other night. After he hit his home run, he like did like a check swing in his next at bat and had to come out. I think you can sense that there is a little bit of concern when they immediately started putting the call up for Robert Hassel in motion after the game or even during the game before it ended, because they'd figured that, you know, at the very least him or Jacob Young, who's also dealing with a shoulder injury now, was going to land on the IL, so they would need a backup, which brings up Robert Hassel. I mean, you don't want to see a top prospect come up because of injury, but sometimes that's just the way it goes. When one door closes, another opens. So here comes Hassel. He was part of that Juan Soto trade. You know, at the time, he was considered, you know, one of the more sure thing prospects of that group. A lot of injuries have derailed his career since then. But talking to him in spring training, he was just very much in the mindset of, like, if I can stay healthy, I know I can perform. And that's been the case. If he's been healthy and on the field, he's performed pretty well. He's a great defender. He's a great base runner. He has some sneaky pop to him, but can get on base and hit the ball pretty well. So I'm very interested to see how he handles his first major league stint. I know it's not the way that you would want to see him come up with Cruz going down, but on the injured list. But, you know, I mean, you got to take your opportunities when you're handed to him. So, you know, I think Mackenzie Gore is now with the rain out, bumped back to slate tomorrow. Tomorrow's opener against the Giants, so you could have four of the five prospects the Nationals got back for Juan Soto on the field at the same time, and Gore, T.J. Abrams, James Wood, and Robert Hassel, and then you even add Josh Bell to that as a DH. That's like five of the players that were included in that trade overall, which is kind of crazy.
How well has Gore been playing? I was looking at some lists which show how well he's been throwing as far as strikes, innings pitched per strike, or some deal like strikeout, I think it was.
Yeah, he's. I'm pretty sure he's still the major league leader, yeah. Maybe at least the National League leader in strikeouts. His K per nine is through the roof again. I mean, that's always been his MO. He's doing a really good job of that and limiting his walks. I think that's something that he really wanted to focus on this offseason and in spring training. Get the ball in the zone, get guys to chase, don't give up free passes. I mean, that line he had in Baltimore on Friday night was insane. It was like 10 hits, 9 strikeouts, but only 2 runs and like maybe 1 or 2 walks, but in only 3 2/3 innings. Like, it was like a wild final line for him. And that's kind of right now, like, I know that's crazy and I know that's not getting out of the fourth inning for your ace, but I think the key right there is not the strikeouts, but holding them to 2 runs. I mean, that kept the Nationals within that game, allowed James Wood to come up and hit that big home run late in the eighth inning to tie the game and then eventually win it. So, I mean, if he's not giving up runs and free passes, yeah, the strikeout numbers are sexy, but that shows to me that he's improving more on that department in terms of managing his game and his workload.
I get this email. I get like an MLB morning email just like taking me around the league that I like to read, and they did one on like the young stud up-and-coming pitchers. And Gore wasn't near the top of the list, but he did make the list, and it was just cool to see him on like a national look. We're talking with our friend Bobby Blanco from Masson Sports. You can give him a follow at Bobby_Blanco. Covers the Nats, does a great job doing it. We appreciate you making time for us, Bobby. I feel the need to say something that perhaps I shouldn't. And maybe I'm not even asking you to comment on this. I don't want to put you in a weird spot.
It seems like we're going through this period of back padding surrounding the Soto trade, because a lot of the dudes they traded, they were able to acquire from the Padres, are end up being good, right? Abrams, Wood, bona fide studs. Gore looks like he's on that track. Maybe we get to see Hassel in the bigs tonight. That's all well and good. But, like, I already knew Mike Rizzo was really good at making trades. Still, trading away Juan Soto sucks. And the fact that we live in a market where everybody's just like, well, he's got Scott Boras. Nobody could possibly compete with Scott Boras. This team used to sign Boras, guys. They did. So, like, the fact that we all just want to, like, act like, oh, well, you can't deal with that. They used to do it. They did it with Strasburg, like, three different times. The problems, it just bothers me. It's like, oh, man, we did a hell of a job in that Soto trade. And that's great, but let's not act like the fundamental problem hasn't changed. Sorry, Bobby.
You don't spend money?
Yeah, and I'm not asking you to comment. I'm not putting you in a weird spot. I'm just screaming
about it. I think all things can be true, right? What you just said, right? Like, I think it can suck to trade Juan Soto at the peak of his powers after he won you a World Series. But it can also be true that it was the right move for the franchise, and they got the right players back for it, and they're becoming bona fide, you know, major league studs right now.
Only the right move for the franchise, because ownership refuses to pay him what he's worth, what the market will prove he's worth.
Well, right, but like, and that was what, a year and a half down the line from when they paid, from when they
traded him.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, if. They made him
I
that
love
offer,
Riz, which, dude. My beef is never with Riz. I hope that's clear. I think he's the best general manager this city has seen since Bobby Bethard.
Yeah, and I think Rizzo did the right thing given what he was told or offered, right? Like, in that situation.
Right. I just like him to be told something different, and I think it's worth reminding everyone that he's doing this because he's told to.
Sure, sure. That conversation probably went well. You know, if we're not going to, you know, he's not going to sign right now. We can make him an offer, but he's not going to take it. And if down the line you want to try again, that's fine. But if you don't think that he's going to sign here, or you're not going to be willing to spend more there, then right now is the time to trade it. And he got the green light to do that. So I think all things can be true in that situation. Like, you know, and I totally get your anger. Like, the fan side of me, not when I'm working, but like the fan side of the Nats, cause, you know, every time I see Juan Soto in a Mets uniform, I like cringe. Like, it's like,
yeah, this Mets stuff is tough.
It sucks. But then you also see that contract, and that is an absurd amount of money to pay a guy who's basically going to be a DH in a couple of years.
Dude, I think that's why there's a lockout coming in baseball. I think the Soto deal starting to flirt with $1 billion. Like, when will the lockout? Is it 26 or 27?
Yeah, it's after next season. I have 26.
When we get to the end of the 26th season and everybody's talking about the lockout, it's because owners are flipping out about the prospect of a billion-dollar contract. They got to limit the terms on these, like 15-year deals or banana land. That said, I am excited about watching the Nats. They're playing fairly well last night. So, in short, you seem more concerned about Cruz than maybe just the 10-day IL. Is that accurate?
Yeah, to struggle back a little bit, just because it's an oblique, and that's if it was like, you know, a wrist or, I don't know, like a joint, something, or a bone, that like a bone bruise, something like that, that you can kind of tell will heal faster. An oblique's so tough, and with the way that how hard these guys swing, especially Dylan. I mean, he attacks pitches so hard, like you just never know. I mean, ideally, again, it could be something not that hard or not that difficult, and he can get back to playing in a couple of days, but. Sometimes these things just linger, and it already is kind of concerning that he had felt it like a week or two prior to re-aggravating it the other night. So it's something he's been bothering with. He didn't seem too concerned after the game Tuesday night, but, you know, the Nationals were already kind of putting him going to the IL in motion at that time, so they seemed a little more concerned than he was.
And then this is Hassel's legit big league debut, right? He hasn't had like a September call-up? Quick yes or no on that?
Nope, yep. Whenever he takes the field, it'll be his debut. First time.
All right. Can't wait. Bobby, thank you. Sorry I started screaming.
Yeah, no problem. I enjoy it. Thanks, guys.
All right. That's our guy, Bobby Blanco. Give him a follow at Bobby_Blanco. 1 o'clock. Phone lines open. It is a Bleep You Thursday.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. FanDuel is the best place to find all your favorite player props. And now you can make the smarter play with new performance trends. Want to see if a guy's hitting that over consistently? Or maybe they've been flirting with a triple-double? Get that latest stats right inside the app and see who's heating up. And once the game starts, that's when things get interesting. You can combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win big. If you don't already have FanDuel, it's not too late to get in on the action. You'll get started with $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to join today. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Gambler.
B. Mitchell Finley, 1067 The Fan. In 10 minutes, phone line's going to open for Bleep You Thursday, whatever you're mad at.
I'm
going to go left hand up on one of these. I said something earlier in the week. I got to bleep you to myself. I figured
what
something
you said out. Earlier this week?
I'll tell you in about, 11 minutes. What I can tell you right now, though, caller number 10 to 800-636-1067. You'll win two tickets to see Lee Bryce, What You Know About That Tour 2025, Thursday, October 23rd at Eagle Bank Arena. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com/events. Lee Bryce, What You Know About That Tour, caller number 10 right now. You win those tickets. B, you were just talking about the Mikey Sammerstill video.
Bruh, Mikey crazy. Can y'all measure that? Let's just say it's about 11:30. Your phone ring. It's JP. What you doing, man? What you mean what I'm doing? Chilling. Well, man, I was just calling to tell you good night. How would you take it, Jeff?
So crazy thing is, my boy did that to us like 2 days ago because there's a trend going on TikTok.
Don't call my house and tell them good night. I promise you. I'm going to curse you out and I'm going to probably fight you the next day.
My response was the same as it was another one that I saw, and the dude was like, "You all right, bro? You need to talk." I'm like, "Bro, you good?"
If one of my boys called me late at night, I was called to tell you good night, I'm gonna really think he needs to see somebody. He needs to go see a psychiatrist or something.
Dudes don't really say good night to dudes.
Nah. But Mikey is that type of dude. He's funny like that. He likes to crack jokes all the time.
Right.
He is the, you know, what do you say, man? What kind, man, you going bonkers right now.
Well, and Revo replied, like, "Man, I don't answer my phone after 9 o'clock. You could tell what Sammer still is in that locker room, just being around the guys and kind of seeing the operation.
He's the jokester.
But then seeing that is like, it's just, they've got a really good thing going. And that doesn't guarantee you win games or anything else. But it's going to be a lot of fun to watch this group grow and continue. If you haven't seen those videos, they're all over social. Sammer still prank calling his teammates and saying goodnight. I guess that's a TikTok trend or something, Jeff's telling me. But it's definitely going to be entertaining. We were going to get Chris Russell, who is apparently mad about...
He's always mad at something.
I'm
starting to think it's just a game with Chris.
I find it
hard. He cannot be upset over certain things he's upset with.
What is there to be mad about with Hard Knocks?
Make people think you're mad, and they tune in.
But we had people call in yesterday that were mad about it, and they're not.
They weren't necessarily mad. They gave you their opinion, but Chris loses his damn mind.
Dude, Wale replied to me on Twitter, said he hates it.
He hates it, but he didn't call or go crazy. Chris is about to – we're going to be able to hear him through his door, across the hall, 40 yards across here, through our door, and they're both shut.
That's a good point.
It's not that serious.
I think – if you are,
I told you I was mad about it, but you know what? I'm not finna go lose my mind over it.
If you want to say you're concerned that it's a possible distraction, I don't agree with you.
Pro football is a distraction.
Doug, do you realize how many cameras are in every college football locker room? The amount of content being created in college football?
I understand, but I'm just saying even pro football as a whole is a damn distraction. You have to learn how to monitor and manage your time spent. If you don't, you get ran over. That's my dog right there. He's like
Arians.
Bruce Arians, boy. We were at Old Memorial before the game. Bruce had him a good old time.
Bruce likes to get it in.
Bruce is like me on the golf course, Jay.
Hey, man, brother from another mother. Obviously, I think McAfee's going to do a lot on Ursay today, which will be really pretty good.
He already did some stuff.
Here's what we are going to do. Thursday, once a week, we come together as a group, as a community, for fellowship.
Yeah.
We come together to complain about things in our lives that make us mad. It could be your wife, your husband. It could be the New York Knicks. It could be the refs.
Could be Landfill.
Jalen Brunson. Could be Landfill.
Could be Landfill.
You're mad at Landfill. Landfill,
I got bleep you for him every day.
Uh-oh. 800-636-1067. It is Bleep You Thursday, baby.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.